The Securities and Exchange Commission has filed fraud charges against WorldCom. The move follows the disclosure from the telecom giant that executives covered up nearly $4 billion in expenses. The WorldCom debacle rivals Enron in size and scope. President Bush also is suggesting the possibility that the Justice Department will conduct a criminal investigation. Thousands of WorldCom employees and shareholders are facing the likely prospect that WorldCom is heading into bankruptcy, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
WorldCom was a stock market favorite through the late 90s as it grew to become the nation's second largest long-distance carrier, acquiring MCI and a slew of other firms. The company employs 85,000 people across the country and is based in Mississippi.
Well, I think it's very, very sad. You can imagine a lot of people are talking about it.
Kane Ditto was the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi during the 1990s when WorldCom was headquartered there before it moved to nearby Clinton. He says aside from the thousands of people who could lose their jobs in the region, since WorldCom was such a big local success story, many more people, himself included, own WorldCom stock. Those shares have fallen 94% this year.
I know a lot of people who have invested in WorldCom. I know of clerical folks that do not have much money that have invested, you know, a third or half of their 401k in WorldCom, and of course they've lost that. I know of business people who have invested in it for a long time, I mean thousands of shares, and they've lost all that. So it's quite a wide range of folks down here that have lost a good bit of money.
One of the things that made the WorldCom story attractive was its CEO, Bernie Ebbers, who Ditto says is a very charismatic and likable guy. Before he stepped down in April, Ebbers was an unusual, cowboy boot-wearing, rough-and-tumble CEO. He grew up in Canada and said he learned his business lessons from playing sports. He coached basketball, and as he told the National Press Club 2 years ago, he started out in life driving a milk truck and working in bars.
I actually started my working life as a bouncer in a bar, but I don't like to say that publicly.
Ebbers was speaking in January of 2000. WorldCom had then already acquired more than 60 other companies and was trying to buy Sprint, a move regulators ended up blocking. Ebbers was touting the growth of his company.
We are the fastest growing company, net of acquisitions, of anybody in our industry, and have been for several years. We think that that speaks volumes about our capability of giving quality service.
The problem was that after you build an empire, at some point you have to run it and make it work. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld is associate dean of the Yale School of Management. He says what happened to Ebbers and WorldCom is basically the same thing that happened at Enron, Global Crossing, and Tyco. CEOs at these companies turned more obscure firms into behemoths, not through good business strategies, but mainly by gobbling up other companies.
These are people who had a much greater preference for buying new businesses, scampering around like scavengers to try to find the best new deal out there instead of reinvesting in their existing plant and equipment, facilities, communities.
Sonnenfeld says for a while, Wall Street was mesmerized by this dazzling array of deals. And as the economy was roaring along and these firms' stocks kept rising, they could keep buying more companies. But eventually, the bottom started to fall out. In WorldCom's case, the company was hurt by falling long-distance rates and a drop-off in demand for internet services. And now, there's the discovery that senior managers hid $3.8 billion in losses in what may be one of the largest accounting frauds in history. All this comes just 2 months after CEO Bernie Ebbers abruptly resigned, owing the firm hundreds of millions of dollars in loans, which even people who liked him in Mississippi admit doesn't look good. Kane Ditto.
You're kind of indicted either way. If you didn't know what happened to $4 billion, then you have no business being there. And if you do, then obviously what happened was kind of cooking the books.
Former Mayor Ditto says so far the mood of the people he's talked to in Jackson is one of disbelief, but he wouldn't be surprised to see that turn to anger. The SEC has now filed formal fraud charges against WorldCom. Chairman Harvey Pitt calls the accounting deception an outrage and says the legal action is in part aimed at preventing the destruction of documents while the SEC continues investigating. Chris Arnold, NPR News.